Now, ain't no listener comment now.
No. Listeners,
oh, yeah, some listeners.
Public comment always comes after me. We have been violating our process.
Mary, you a coup, man.
Yes. I'm just telling
you.
You had
a coup, you know?
Yeah.
I know about the
fault. These other people are fault. They have the right to speak.
And we didn't fight either?
I didn't say you didn't.
Well, why are you saying these people?
But they're not people that have to speak.
But we was trying to come to a decision.
Only we
don't have to
speak.
Yes. Don't yell, Mary.
Oh.
Tight ship down there.
All right. But y'all have a cell phone. What are we
going to vote?
We're going to vote now.
And then...
Because they don't care if he shows up anyway.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Can I just ask?
Yeah, just wipe them out.
There was a procedure for the meeting laid out. What was the procedure as it pertained to public comment?
At the end of the meeting.
Right, just like at the crew.
No, before the crew.
We've been talking during the meeting the whole time.
It's dark.
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't let him non-stop.
Go back to the old way.
Why? Has it changed?
Historically, before the coup, why don't you study like that? Give him advice.
Mary, I personally have no. I mean, we can vote. It's. I mean, there's a unanimity here and a consensus.
Do you want to open it up for public comment?
Can she finish her comment?
I was trying to just make
Just a minute.
I just would like to recommend that there's no hard and fast way of chairing or doing anything, but I'd like to recommend, I've seen Steve's hand up, and I think if people want to make comments now, allowed to make their contribution we were supposed to be limited, so fine. But I'd like to make that recommendation that we make comments.
This is on this procedure thing. I'll be real. Yeah. Can we come up with, since we still have all these agenda items, can we come up with something where if there are some people that have pro and or con positions on this, where some finite amount of time can be understood so that there could be maybe two people, you know, no more than two people speaking one way or the other on this thing. At most, you know, so I'm making that suggestion as a procedural thing. Did you understand?
Yes, I understand. How many people want to speak for 2 minutes? How many people?
2 minutes.
I just think we should, forgive me, AK, if you, I just think so we should open it up
to comments on it. That's fine.
Okay, well, I think there's a time issue. So I was suggesting some kind of ways to do it, but there's a time constraint.
I say 1 minute.
No, 1 minute. No, 1 minute is not
2 minutes.
One minute.
How many people want to speak? Raise your hand.
How many?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that right? I mean, 6 people. I'm
going to
start over here. 2 minutes each. Okay,
Steve. First of all, I want people to recall that when one of the most important votes you've taken on which plan to support who had exhaustive comments from the non-board members before you took the vote. So you're being consistent by letting some of us speak before the vote. Secondly, at least one member of the board knows that I am not an admirer of the way Miguel chairs meetings. But this evening, when he came in, and instead of sitting where he usually sits to chair a meeting over here, he sat way down there where Rashida is sitting now. It suggests that he knew he was not going to stay then, that he didn't leave as a reaction to anything that happened. And it's hard to imagine that he didn't say anything about that to anybody beforehand. On the other hand, Miguel being Miguel, it's not that hard to imagine. But, and I think that you're taking the right position in not taking an action before inviting him to be present at the discussion. That's it.
Okay.
Who's next?
Thank you. Next,
can I check with John? Make sure he's still on.
Yes,
John. I'm still here, but I'm going to need to leave shortly.
Okay.
Okay. Who's John. Next on the order down here? Sheila.
And then you need to vote change. Before he.
No.
Just
a listen.
Oh, okay. All right. My comment is that I would like to. I support the board's. Action about Miguel Maldonado. I personally, as a listener, am appalled by his political position that he's taken in this bylaws issue. I don't think he's serving people of color listeners of the stations, especially Latinos, because Plan B really cuts back on their rights to be on the board and to have equal or representative programming in the for the Latino. That's absolutely true. And he's been working, unfortunately, with Carol Spooner, working against the interests of the listeners. So I have to.
What is she?
Are
you Nick Sanchez? Are you Sheila? You hadn't been
here. I'm familiar with Mr. Maldonado's positions because I was on the Diversity Language Committee with him. I found him, aside from being unprepared, I did not agree with his positions that he took.
Yeah, I think that we in the same meeting are seeing the resolution, you know, where Mimi, for instance, and Errol can stay here after over eight years here, and at the same time you are trying to eliminate one more member of the, you know, I remember this woman, Madeleine, from New Jersey, her life was make miserable because she always voted with Norris and Miguel, and she has to leave. She has simply to leave, you know. I think that this contradicts, you know, the staying of Miss Mimi here contradicts a resolution that was a petition that was signed by a very good number of non-paying staff asking for her to leave because she doesn't represent their interests, they said in the resolution. And we know exactly, you know, that this lab is dominated by the Unity Caucus, you know, which has enough bitterness to try to go against everybody. Miguel is a person who has been here struggling against all of you. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Next, Harold?
I guess I'm next.
Yeah.
Going around.
One of them is, I want to repeat what Romo says about the hypocrisy of Mimi and Errol remaining on this lab when people have asked them to leave, because they do not represent them, the staff that they supposedly represent has asked them to leave. And here you have Miguel, who's representing a position that's... Here you have Miguel representing a position that the listeners have supported with petitions 800 to 20 in favor of Plan B. And here is Miguel, the only voice the listeners have on this lab. This lab represents very few listeners, perhaps none. There's no demonstrated representation of listeners. And I think that if a vote were taken right now, this lab would be forced to admit that they represent no one except themselves. This lab, if it had any decency, would have resigned in favor of an election that would have put in people who actually represent the listeners rather than themselves. The other thing is, on the question of waivers, under the new bylaws, there is no provision for waivers. Essentially, only a station governing board can issue waivers. This lab has no authority to issue any waivers for any elections. We understand that there have been already been attempts. Excuse me, Marion, may I finish? There have been attempts to tamper already with the station membership list, and many of us consider the attempt to issue waivers yet another attempt in that. And my last point is that I just want to remind you, there may be some people who don't know, but Miguel had a death in the family. He was away in Massachusetts until yesterday, and is dealing with that issue and sending a body back to home, which is one of those dreadful issues. And I just wanted to remind you of that before you take any actions, that that is the situation. Some of you may not be aware of that.
We appreciate it. Miguel had a letter.
One more to the
Yes. Next.
Two minutes. I believe, you know, if I was part of this board in this situation, I probably wouldn't share anything personal with anybody here. The man, anybody that disagrees with this group of people here, this lab, this self-appointed, self-selected local advisory board, is subject to abuse of all kinds. Whether Madeline Hoffman left because of her, she teaches on Tuesdays, I too would have chosen something besides this, what goes on here. And to allow the time chatting after a few moments ago, but not to clarify the position of Muntu, is which what Miguel asked, is like he's going to take on something that nobody even knows what it is. I mean, people are allowed, certain people are allowed to function as local board members here that have no standing whatsoever, while other people are shoved aside. And I can just say that I do hope that Friday comes and the judge says that the bylaws have passed and these your days are numbered, because you represent nobody. You say Miguel doesn't represent this lab. Well, you guys don't represent anyone. At least Miguel represents the listeners. And it's offensive for Ms. Hamanaka to say that Carol Spooner doesn't represent the listeners. She gave the listeners voting rights and membership. Without that, you guys would be here for the rest of your lives, and God forbid what Pacifica would look like. I can't wait for the day that there are elected local station boards that actually represent someone and that we can recall them when they misbehave.
Next.
Yes. My name is Ann, and I'm a listener. I support the motion. I think it's an appropriate motion based on what happened and what appears to be conflicts and a lack of congruence in thinking. I also appreciate the effort to have him present. I think I agree with that totally.
Over dinner.
You know,
Do you mind? What?
I'm speaking.
Go ahead.
I want to speak in support of the motion, Panama's motion, the United motion with respect to the censor, as well as the no confidence vote, as well as the call for the executive session. I think that the issue of what's the role of a chair in general and in particular a chair of the local advisory board of WDAI has to be a prominent issue in that discussion. I think there's operational, procedural, representational issues of any chair, and those are the issues that I think are relevant within the context of this discussion about Miguel, whether he has violated operational, procedural, and representational responsibility as the chairperson of WDI's lab, I think is what should be taken into consideration. And that whether or not a chair can be in diametric opposition to the body that it purports to represent. If you look at the IPMB and all of the efforts to include the labs and primary decisions just over the last year, the chairs have been identified in particular as representing the democratic will of the labs that they sit on. And I think that has to be part of this decision. And I think that the element of the executive session, which I'm the most in favor of, is the one that says the meeting will take place if Miguel cannot make it one way or the other. Because I think that what should be ended in this process is the continuous effort at obstructionism and filibustering by the brothers.
So,
they want
I just have some questions to ask. Like, I was going to take what was transpiring here on my MD recorder. There's only one trouble. Who would I play it to? Would I play it to the students of City College who have great respect for WBAI and whose hearts would be broken to hear this organization being torn apart by squabbling? I was going to say petty squabbling, but I think Patty and Carol raised and made very good points. That's true. It is a good question to go around the room and ask who represents what and who's representing who and who's speaking for who. That's a good question. But at the same time, speaking for the general listener, if they heard what was going on in this room, they would be upset and shocked, confused. The only thing I can tell you is get your caucuses together and try to settle this thing quietly meanwhile. Let's hope that some of this justice that Patty speaks of will come to our rescue shortly. But knowing WBAI and knowing the listeners and the people around WBAI, we may have to do it ourselves.
Sum it up.
Very briefly, I'm very impressed with the board's willingness to work with Miguel in the conversation. I feel that you've also well separated, and I think some of the people missed the point, that you are not considering an action to remove Miguel from as chair because of his ideology, because of his position. I think you have stated it very clearly, better than I can, considering it because he's been dysfunctional and disruptive of the board. In the ways that you've already expressed, I don't have to.
Why wait so long? Why wait until the meeting?
There's a distinction between a dysfunctional personality, ideology, which you
abhor,
his thinking and his positions. You accept them as his own, but simply they aren't representing you as a body.
Like,
the hearing.
Yeah, I want to say a couple of things. And I want to say that there's a pattern of behavior by people who are proponents of particular ideas that are allowed meetings, where they feel that it's okay to interrupt and mumble and cuss and swear and name call. And it's really not okay. You know, grown up people don't behave like that. In fact, most children that I know don't behave like that.
What about the behavior of the left?
There you go.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that meeting on the phone today?
You are, in fact, a prime example.
What about the behavior of the left?
We are not having a dialogue. I have before you spoke for 2 minutes plus. I'm now speaking. Hush. Firstly, you clearly misunderstand the motion that passed here earlier this evening. It said no one is to be removed from the lab.
You cannot.
So there's already misrepresentation on that simple fact.
The
unpaid staff organizing committee, which is now the body under which the unpaid staff are recognized here at the station, have a procedure, as do the old unions have a procedure, as does ASTRA have a procedure. The difference in the petition that was first circulated with regard to meetings and the second petition, which clearly you guys are unaware of, because there are some people who feel that, you know, they need to propagandize as widely as they can so that then they can say, well, gee, we've got this amount of support. That's fine. If you want to go read their proposal, read our proposal. There are two. So maybe you guys can just walk around and read that as a second. Anyone who doesn't have it, if you provide an email address, I'll be happy to forward it to you. So the staff is taking care of that matter. The third point I wanted to make was that any lab, and it's not, you know, there's a suggestion here that the lab is somehow unsympathetic. I don't think there's anyone in this room who has not suffered the loss of a loved one or a friend. So it's not a matter of being unsympathetic to Miguel. The point is that the behavior that was evidenced here today is typical. It's a pattern. And that's what's being addressed, because the lab is supposed to function. And if the lab cannot communicate, if you have a co-chair that doesn't speak to the other co-chairs and to many of the other members, you know, to suggest that it can be a functioning body sort of belies, you know, reason. And I would hope that some of us are still capable of reason. I think I'm approaching my 2 minutes, although I'm not done.
I think that we had a call.
I just want to hear that. What is the motion?
We have to look in the
Oust Miguel from the chair to move him aside.
That's not the motion.
Escort him once more.
No, it's not once more.
We said three times that he has been very much.
So the motion is one.
Can you repeat the motion for me?
I think there was two components to the motion, and one was that essentially there is a vote of no confidence only until such time as we have, in effect, an opportunity to meet and discuss with Miguel the function of the chair, which we would like to do at our earliest convenience, which hopefully will be in a collegial and private session. And that, I think, is the motion. Specifically, no one will be removed. That has never been an issue for this lab. The issue is merely to have somebody not speak on behalf of the lab at this juncture, and to have, again, an ongoing discourse about the functionality and function of a chair. And that's it.
That's what's on the floor, and we need to vote for that, because we want to call Miguel.
We're going
to
call the question.
Okay, I'm going to call the question. Ray?
I just wanted to say that. I mean, in a way, Miguel's situation is special, but it's not unique. I mean, the situation, in a way. I'm a representative of this body on the national board. And initially, actually, there was very little confrontation between this body and I. I mean, I functioned through this body, but many decisions that I did, I was inspired by what brought me here to begin with, and so on. Right now, I'm working much more closely with this lab. But I've been in situations like that, where if I differ from the general, the dilemma for me is, how do I represent my own thinking, and at the same time, live up to what my appointment is, which is to represent this body. And to me, I don't know why this is talking about removing Miguel. Clearly, if it was desired, I would have done it way before. This is also clearly a problem. And to me, that is what. First of all, I've heard people criticizing for a particular position at the lab the other day at the KPFK board. Personally, I feel that this is right. I understand that he stated clearly that he was speaking in his own name. And that is right. I'm assuming that's what we're discussing now.
No, we're discussing
behavior of disconnection and yeah. Okay. And so I appreciate that. And I think it's a discussion that is.
Okay, I like all those wonderful questions. We had it now. There's no questions. I'd like to put it to a vote now. All in favor of setting up this meeting and
with the motion.
All in favor of the motion, please raise your hand in time to put together meeting. Raise your hand. All in favor. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jonathan?
Yes, I vote for the motion.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you. Any okay, now we need to do is call Miguel. Now.
Marion, may I just?
Yes.
There were two questions. One is over the din. If I didn't know how much longer Jonathan could stay on the line. Jonathan, I don't know if there were particular things you want to contribute. I've always particularly valued your humanity and sensitivity, and I know it's hard to be heard always, particularly when you're on this disembodied form on the cell phone, but I wanted to ask if you did, and just commit that to the agenda. And I would also like to hear from Ray, who was on a national teleconference, what actually transpired with the Pacifica National Board. But I'm hoping that Jonathan, if you...
say real quickly that of the remaining items that I understand the bill will be taken up tonight, I support affirming Ray's motion from Chicago, and I also support the motion of resolution regarding support to your continued presence on the lab.
Well, Jonathan, I think on behalf of the board, I can't tell you, we love you dearly, and when you're with us, even from this distance, it's very warm and it's very gratifying, and hurry up and come to these difficult meetings in person.
I really, really appreciate being able to be a part of this. And I'm hoping to be out of the hospital soon.
So.
Oh,
inshallah. We love you, brother.
Okay.
Wow.
Hi. We have to call Miguel.
Well, while somebody's doing that,
is someone doing that? Can we go on to the next?
I think we should just make the phone call and then hear Greg.
Does anybody got the number?
The dates are here. 917-345-2867.
No, someone just gave it. Someone just dial it. Who's the dial?
Hold on.
285 now.
The date was
now. Yeah, Miguel.
Yeah.
Miguel, let's find my mind. The other members of the lab. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen. Somebody wants to. Mary, you
want
to. Tell him
he's on speaker.
You're
on speakerphone.
No, you Panama, go ahead. Don't.
Not Panama, Miguel.
Panama. Let Panama speak.
The date is Wednesday.
Somebody's sitting here.
Miguel, listen to the motion.
Just stop.
Miguel, we passed a motion here. We would like to be able to, we have to, a couple of dates, and we wanted to know if you could meet with us to discuss some of the issues around what the co-chair, the chairman of the board, some of the issues that we need to resolve in terms of working together. And we'd like to know if you can meet with us
Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 17th, at Rashida's house, about 6 o'clock, Rashida?
6 or 7.
Like, 1-7?
I don't care.
6 o'clock. Miguel, are you there?
No, he's there. Hello, Miguel. He's answering. He's on the phone.
Maybe he put the phone on.
Let me try again.
That's, it's just his tongue. Oh.
By leaving a message.
No, let me get, let's
No, I don't want to.
Well, if we decided to do it.
Miguel, we don't know what happened. We were sort of cut off, but we have some dates. Wednesday, next Wednesday, 17th at Rashida's house. We'd like very much for you to be there because we have some issues that you probably want to discuss and that the rest of the board members want to discuss. We would like the remainder of our time as lab members to try to function in a much more...
collegium.
Way, so that you're tapping with my space then, all right? You feel you have to do that?
Don't talk to me. Well, don't talk to my ear then.
All right? So don't talk in my ear then.
Don't talk to me. That's it.
Please, you can reach me.
I think I've told you that enough of your nonsense. I'm talking to you now, and I'm telling you that you've been insulting to the rest of us. You should cut it out. You're not impregnable.
You are not... either.
Well, I haven't been acting so.
Oh,
I would like you to call me at work. You have my phone number and you have my work number. Now, what I'm going to be doing is calling you back again. Okay, on this issue. Bye-bye.
It's compulsive.
You're pushing a bad bet. I'm going to tell you now. Okay. You're pushing a bad bet.
Well, I didn't mean to start anything, by the way.
He didn't start.
As the other one, the struggling.
At this point, we have
to be a jerk. That's what the fuck you want to be.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Why did you have to kill me?
Wait a second. How come you don't chastise him when he mumbles and does that stuff all through
the Exactly.
He's supposed to hate himself,
and so it's all right to be insulted because we're on the board.
Okay, listen folks, let's cut it out. That's enough.
What time is the meeting, by the way?
It's called for Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Hopefully people will get there by 7. I know people.
I would like to give you my number privately.
6 o'clock, and we'd like people to be there. Rashida has a nice apartment.
Okay.
She's very hospitable, and she's a very good host. I think it will be comfortable. I think we will be able to discuss some of the issues. And I thank Rashida for letting us have her partner for this.
Okay, what's the address?
No, I'll give it to you.
Now, what I will take the responsibility of trying to reach Miguel again and
I'm
find
sure
out where it's at.
Why don't we send a letter?
September the 17th at Rashida's house.
Why don't we send a certified letter? You know.
And we,
that's a good idea.
And we'll put it on our
Okay, website. Fine. That's fine.
Put it on, send
right.
him
it
an
will
email.
Be appreciate that.
Okay, no, we'll do it. No, but I think
right.
we're certified.
Who's going to send it?
What, the list?
Okay,
on the
so
list?
I
think the next thing on the agenda is the report from Ray LaFarge on what happened today. Ray?
Okay.
I can just... No, sorry.
Well, we had a pretty lengthy and difficult meeting today. Unfortunately, some of the same forces at work, some of the same... clearly different visions and mistrust. So basically there were a few items on the agenda. One of them was a motion by Zubari Zakia who, in some ways it duplicated part of the motion that I introduced. However, I'm assuming that he brought it up so that even if the motion was rejected, he would have it, a vote on it. So basically it was done in the affirmative. It said that the Pacifica bylaws, I'm paraphrasing now, have been passed. And then you could either vote for or against, depending on how you felt about it. Clearly, the implication of that, since the judge already has ruled that the National Board has a simple majority was sufficient, what was implied was that was really the KPFK lab vote. The notion was whether a vote that took place a month after what we, some of us, perceive as being a deadline set by the judge was acceptable. And also there were some other odd tone we didn't touch, but I guess have been discussed on the board. Actually, it was addressed in my motion. The last item, number 7, had a prescription for we to accept that to recognize that the bylaws have been passed, and that will be done by the whole board, rather than individual taking on themselves, saying that it's been passed, and then therefore forcing others to say, well, I disagree with you, and so on. Now, I believe that Carol herself kind of did disagree with that, but to me it was a real issue in the sense that it is true that there's nothing in the settlement that requires the judge to be asked. However, if the settlement was observed properly, meaning that every single lab voted within there was no controversy within the deadline, then there would have been nothing. But because there was that major controversy, then we felt that it was premature. I personally felt it was a proactive political tool. Like you say, okay, we won, and then kind of influence people to say, okay, we give it up. And if it was unintended, it certainly probably had that impact at some level. So this, unfortunately, not everybody on the board was present, and not everybody was able to stay. We started a little bit after 3:00, and we lasted until about 5:30. So essentially, the Jabari's resolution passed. I believe eight to five, yes.
Voted.
In favor. Against. Meaning affirming that. That is the position as a board that the bylaws did not pass. Not as we expected,
question.
Yes.
Five people said opposed.
They considered
opposed that.
Five people.
They supported the motion.
Supported
okay.
the motion.
Meaning
five
that they felt that
it
passed.
Passed.
So that passed.
Five said that. Okay, so
five
I.
Five people said
all right, that. Because before I heard there was something, there were abstentions and people who said it had not passed as opposed to five. For instance,
so
I heard that Leslie Kagan. I heard that Leslie Kagan. For instance, Leslie Kagan abstained as opposed to.
That was on a different motion.
That was a different.
Okay,
motion. This one everybody voted on.
So just be clear.
No, there was a vote to decide whether the bylaws had passed or not.
Okay.
And 8 people voted to say they had not passed, and 5 voted to say that they had.
Okay.
So. As part of the when I present, as I actually when I spoke at the Jabari's motion, and, you know, I was addressing my motion that was coming also. I felt that it was a very pertinent vote, that not only in terms of stating, no matter what the judges decide, that we believe as a board, the majority of us believe that the bylaws have not passed for that reason, but that I believe that that the judges is influenced by different factors, and one of them probably would be to be told clearly that this is the way the board feels. Because without faulting anybody, we were in a situation earlier where none of one point of view was visited at all. And that was a mistake for a variety of reasons. I guess we were very busy, and we were determined not to have it go this time that way. So then we took the motion that I presented, which was a much more complex motion. Unfortunately, I have not been able to present it earlier. However, it reached people 3 hours earlier at least. And I felt that it was sufficient, because really it was essentially the same motion that we had last week that the board had received and had time to look at, except for a few items, and many of the items were clarifications and so on. Essentially, the motion was identical, and so there were some amendments proposed by Rob Robinson. And pretty much I didn't have any problem with most of them, and they have to do with a selection. For example, our motion had said that we would, because in the name of unity, I'm trying to use what we had, use the same process that existed in Chicago, meaning that Chicago had looked at a lawyer from Maldives as being the person most likely to be used by us, whereas Rob felt that we already had a history with Kevin Fink, and although some people were troubled because of his position earlier, very conservative position about, you know, how far we could go, should be able to go into the diversity, but he felt that they had contact relation with him, that he knew the issues already, and that would kind of supersede whatever other benefits. I didn't necessarily agree, but the vote went in that direction, and I abstained. And the majority of the people, I believe, two of us abstained. Everybody else voted for Kevin Fink. Also,
Kevin Fink to do what?
To become the individual that would work with us in furthering the process. Because this is within the context of continuing the discussion that took place in Chicago. The two problems that we think, again, one of them, as I said, was this very conservative approach. Second, I didn't feel he was really credible specialist to the extent that the people from Maldives would have been. As far as I'm concerned, the door is not closed. I'm still looking at other options. For example, there's somebody that from the Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund was interested in it, and maybe that can supplement whatever. And I understand they will be doing it for free, pro bono. So
which one?
The Puerto person Rican. From the Puerto Rican Pearl Death Squad.
And they're in New York.
And definitely would have been more experienced than Fink has. Another way we had differently of looking at it was I favored the same process at the same group of individuals, because we knew each other, however, moving it in a different fashion, meaning moving from facilitation to formal mediation, because there you're looking at language rather than style of communication. And I felt we had reached a stage already where we actually used half the time we had up there to get to speak to each other sufficiently. And if we had the time, I would have not opposed that, by the way. If we really had the time to do it, I think that would have been great to have facilitation. And I believe Fink himself had said that if we could have it, he wouldn't mind having a facilitator and him as a lawyer. So that one also passed. I had kind of suggested that maybe we put a language that's open enough to allow both, you know, to let us give us time to think, but this language passed. But basically, I had no problem with most of what took place. One of the major problems that I had with the way the meeting was taking place is that some of the individuals on the call, some of them supporting some of the position I took, unfortunately, were not in tune with some of the discussions. One of them I understood, greatly, literally came from the hospital, but there were people asking for clarification, and unfortunately, whatever was behind it was really disconnected. And at one point, I'm glad in a way that Rob Robinson questioned the vote that took place, that the position that I held lost. And he did on the basis that of conversation he had with the individual on those very issues, and he knew that position. And once they voted against those position, he clearly stated that something had gone wrong. And then on that basis, he asked for further explanation, and one individual who said that he had been the victim of such a problem was George Barnstone. And also, because limited lasted so long.
Did something happen with the foolishness of trying to utilize the CCP?
Well, I didn't go into the details of that, but that was part of an amendment that Kawana proposed.
Yes, I'm a Pascal.
So, anyway, so basically, the vote was taken over. And Janice Kebrian, you know, sometimes, you know, she gives out of steam, out of juice, not juice, she has a patient with this. Mm-hmm. She hung up, and I'm glad she called back. So I was happy with the vote, not only because it furthered my position, but that really represented truly what the majority of the board felt, rather than people dropping out and voting without listening. So basically, at this point, the motion was adopted by a vote of 6-4. And so now we really have to, but I must say also that before we had the vote, Carol Spooner presented an alternative vote, which automatically took precedence to that. We had to address it first. And essentially, it was very similar in some ways. It addressed similar issues. However, to me at least, and I'm not being facetious or accusatory, but to me it represented the same limitation that Plan B represented. It was if you want, kind of a second choice. Like, okay, if things don't go well, let's see what we can do, rather than looking at the problem squarely in the face and decide that it's a major problem, that we are dysfunctional without solving, improving that situation. And, yeah.
One thing that concerns me greatly is Mr. Fink is an attorney without civil rights, without constitutional rights, without political activism, who indeed stimulate a good part of and is a precursor to the current controversy, which is an important political and ideological controversy around the implementation of a meritorious and remedial form of affirmative action. Now, it is almost beyond the pale that this individual charging $3.10 an hour.
$2.85, he corrected it. It's $2.85.
Fine, $2.85 an hour. In a city like New York with Now Legal Defense Fund, Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund, Asian American Legal Defense Fund, the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, the Center for Constitutional Rights, the NYCLU, the ACLU, Michael Ratner, and I could name about 15 other organizations, all of whom have worked with our friends, our progressive people, Miranda Massey, who is the very attorney who wrote the brief relative to the cases that were argued around the Michigan undergraduate and law school before the Supreme Court. All of these people who are available with fundamental, on a pro bono basis, potentially.
Yeah.
And the very issue, forgive me, of affirmative action, which deals with utilizing personnel that are of color, that have been discriminated, etc. How in the world is it possible to take this individual and accept that he, for that remuneration, from another venue and without any of the legal skills, and who created the controversy and without any political background could possibly be the arbiter of a mediation process. And I just would like to have a recommendation from this board that given the phase of paralysis and all the other incredibly internationally recognized litigatory skills that are out there, directly on point, that we really have to figure some reconsideration for who is able to assist and make those finite legal adjustments, but not usurp what is fundamentally a political argument and a political stance, which is exactly what affirmative action is to this network. And that's where the differences lie. And that's shaded all of our discussions tonight.
But I have to take some blame for this situation. I do not argue this.
Who engaged Kevin?
Rob Robinson
initially. And I suspect that Rob probably called people. If he can work with Fink, I understand that Fink has said that some of his positions have been taken out of context, prematurely released, and so on. But that's his concern. Now, once I realized, as I said, maybe one of the factors that influenced people was the fact that he was on the call. And maybe some people might feel quote unquote uncomfortable.
He represented the
foundation.
He represented the foundation. He does not represent the foundation. He has never been hired by the foundation. Indeed, has lawyers. So that's very interesting. He was there.
Well, we received an email.
Lawyer they had ever engaged was never
hired. We received an email from Leslie recently telling us that they have been working with him.
When is Jonathan Lubell on the call? Don't you always want him on the call? All of a sudden, someone else wants a different
one. Would you mind if this is done to you when you speak? Would you mind if this is done to you?
I'm Patty.
So basically, as I said, I suspect that Rob Bowley, Rob has a different, has a more positive view of it, both for political reason and because he has a personal relation with him. And as I suspect, because he was on the call, it would influence people's decision. As I said, once I realized the vote were moving clearly, and I did not speak as forcefully as you're speaking against it now, I had spoken for the continuation of the process because I felt it would be more efficient. Because with workers, with lawyers, the lawyers from Maldef actually been on communication with us there. So when I saw clearly that the vote was going to be lost, I decided.
No, but they really are.
Sheila.
No, because they're doing Sheila. Something really bad.
No, because Sheila has job to do that. Sheila.
They really. She just said she doesn't have any respect for the community.
Sheila. So anyway, so at that point, I felt it would be useless for me to take him on. The way the resolution is passed. There's room to use other people, and as I said, one of the individuals we're considering working with is from the Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund, and I personally intend to speak to members of.
I understand. But what I'd like to do, and I really would like to formalize, as I said, I have read the man's work. He was the seat of the seminal point of controversy.
Yes.
And his qualifications have been amply related. And trust me, nobody in a constitutional other lawsuit would suggest representation by this gentleman. That is not where his expertise lies.
Well, and what I was saying, though.
So maybe. What I would just like to suggest that we investigate the myriad and exceptionally qualified attorneys who would work, as I said, pro bono and are more suited and qualified to these tasks, more skilled, more all of the above, and in our venue are people of color, etc. And that we figure out a way of raising that question. There is
so what
no
I was going to say, though, is that at this point, it is doubtful that the board will reverse itself. However, what I want to do is bring some of the very concerns you expressed to individuals, to speak to every individual board member who voted for it. Actually, I raised my eyebrows in the process and make them aware if they're not aware or forgotten some of the other dimension and urge them to understand the importance of just broadening this and clearly bring another person on board.
And Sheila, on the Diversity Language Committee, there was one call that lasted 15 hours. And the reason for that was precisely because of the firestorm created by the language and the absolutely irresponsible, erroneous, and wrong position on affirmative action that calls into question its very legality, as well as misstatements of elementary points of law on this. So, it seems to me that we are getting the worst possible. Someone who has never been experienced in this area, it is a point of grave and serious concern. And yes, there are things that can be reconsidered when people have not carefully given voice to. As I said, we spent hundreds of hours on a diversity language phone call precisely because of the ruling of Mr. Fink. And that is when other positions were solicited from Ted and other attorneys who were on the telephone conversation with the whole board from the Inc. Fund, etc. So there's already been an acknowledgement, and it's unfortunate that people are rushed and tired, because sometimes when that happens to any of us, we make decisions that are problematic, and I really do suggest strongly that it needs to and must be revisited.
But what I was going to say is just the way you suggested, I think this body should go on record expressing tremendous concern with Mr. Fink's past, and insist that this process be open and have been put forward. And since I'm most likely, I would say, be going part of that process, I'm going to stay on top of it, including, as I said, working with all the board members and making sure that we understand the consequence of what just was voted to.
And it's fired the parliamentarian who has committed himself gratis to this institution.
Yeah.
Since we first used the parliamentarian. And that was another unilateral thing that spread.
He didn't know Robert Rules' order, he was biased.
No, they're both here. Okay. And I don't know if people know that Ted Weigel, who was the parliamentarian, was dismissed by Ms. Kagan without any consideration or discussion. A man who committed umpteen hours to act as parliamentarian with no remuneration.
Oh, without any discussion with the board? Without any discussion with the board?
Without any discussion with the IPBN. This is the unilateral behavior.
Can we get back to the commissioner? You were saying...
I'd like to make a motion.
So basically, as I said, though...
Just a minute. We really have to listen to each other, okay?
Before we lose people, can we have a motion and go to a vote?
So basically, as I said, the motion that we have passed, and I'm convinced that people are sufficiently behind it to make it, you know, it's a motion that looks like diversity and democracy. Oh, one point I forgot to bring, which is important, and I'm glad it was raised by Marion Barry, which is that as the discussions take place, the board has decided that not just diversity, but issues of democracy and would be included.
Can I make a motion that this board, and I would like to get Gail in here and Rashida and AK just long enough to ask for and figure the proper procedural mechanism to, but why don't I wait to Gail and Rashida get in?
People are, but one thing that was apparently it was misspoken, that the vote was not 8-5, but it was in fact 8 who said no, Plan B didn't approve, was not in effect. It was not in effect. Those bylaws were not in effect. And 2 voted to abstain. Was that
accurate? Not in Jabari's motion.
No, there was actually... It was actually Leslie Kagan.
But for that motion, though.
What was it that they voted? See?
She abstained. I also abstained. Not
the main motion? I think that's all.
That's what we're talking about. They're saying...
The main motion. The main motion
was 8-3-2.
Oh, you mean what was the numbers?
Yeah, not 8-5, but 8. It was 8-3-2.
Well, I usually don't pay attention to those things, so I read about them after.
All right.
I was in the middle of organizing that. I was in the street, so I was
moving.
I know it passed with sufficient number to be taken seriously. So anyway, so my intention, as I said in the thing, is when maybe I should say it very quickly. There was a hearing this 2 days ago. In front of Judge Sabra, that was initiated by Carol Spooner, to ask the judge to decide. Actually, it was a follow-up.
I think we all know that.
Oh, everybody knows already?
Yeah.
Okay. So the main hearing on substantive issue will take place this Friday at 9 a.m. California time.
All right. If we can just I'd just like to place a motion on the table.
Okay.
Yes. I'd like to just make a motion that we, notwithstanding the correct procedural mechanism under Robert Rules of Order for re-engaging the topic of who will be providing legal assistance and the definite reconsideration of Mr. Fink. And certainly there is ample opportunity to present other resumes and qualifications, but I would like to just have this board express its distinct interest in having people with far greater qualifications and with less expense to this institution who will be available in our venue, which is New York City, to present whatever legal research or opinion may be of substance during that weekend. So I would like to just make that as a motion.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded by Ann. Call for questions. Any discussions on that? If there are none,
okay, we have the discussions.
I think we have both.
Okay, can you call me?
I call the vote. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's unanimous. Unfortunately, some of our colleagues had to leave. We get past 9 o'clock. They go. Okay.
We've got a corner.
Okay.
But you should ask if there are extensions or you
abstentions.
Sorry. I always forget that. Abstentions? It looks like any abstentions from this vote? Any votes against? Then it's been carried. No abstentions. Okay. I would like to end this meeting. Is there no other items to be brought up on the agenda?
At the program council meeting, two meetings ago when I was there, we talked about having a representative who would come on air. So we need to decide if we can who that could be. We need 2 to 3 people, and then we'll call it into the program council, and they will make a decision which program it's supposed to be on. Serene, do you remember which program it was going to be on? I don't remember. So we need to have these people perhaps in the middle of the week because unless things have changed, there was a discussion that the report to the listener was going to take place on the 11th, which I think is Friday. I think so. But that was dependent on whether or not Dawn could participate from, you know, a phone. So I don't know if that's still going on. No, I'm just saying, I know that it doesn't. Okay. I know that, Marion. I was just saying that those were the two things that they had discussed, that had been discussed. And so the lab, which normally would have gone this week, would go the week of the 15th. That's all I'm saying. So if we could come up with 2 or 3 people who would be willing to be on call, and then...
At what time when?
That is what I'm not remembering, if it was the morning show or the Hugh Hamilton show.
We're talking about somebody from the lab.
Who would do a report, the lab report that we always
wanted. I know, I just want to be clear about
it. I'm not sure of Panama, but it could be done by phone.
If it's time when I'm away, yeah, I'll be happy.
I was proposing. Is there enough time, and is it what the intention?
I don't know what might get you.
Maybe the office
table. Okay. Are we sure of the date yet?
That we can give. But it could be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be Wednesday.
Why?
In the morning?
Yeah, but it's going to be by phone. It doesn't have to be
okay. It's in the morning? Wake up call. We are not sure if I went through.
The last time, okay, wait a minute. The last time we did the listening, we did it. Was it in the morning?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
The problem was that Hugh is, I don't know, he's just coming back from vacation, so we would have to ask if it's going to be. We just need to ask, give this information to the program council, and the person who's coordinating that will call the people off that their phone numbers up, and they will make the decision about the time. So if
can we get back to you guys in a minute?
Okay, so we can. All right. Yeah, and then we'll also have the IPN at the same time, so that might not.
So Lee is available if it is.
Sorry.
Lee is available. If it is
Panama,
okay.
And
all right.
We are.
Okay.
Free.
All right. Okay.
Does Panama agree to do
yes.
it?
Yes.
And Lee and Ray.
Only if it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
Where are they? I think maybe Gail would be a good.
Yeah, she has a good
yeah.
Okay.
We can get Gail.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Okay, we'll have four people. Lee, Ray, and Panama and Gail.
Okay.
We need to.
How much time do we have?
It's usually about 20 more than half an hour. Supposed to be half hour.
So maybe four people is a lot.
No, it should only be.
I think that we need to. I make a motion that this meeting be adjourned.
Can I?
Wait, Ray, you're not here. We actually commend really your perseverance and your outstanding
yes,
contribution.
Really
but as they say, there's a lot more where that came from.
Whoa!
Wait.
I wanted to ask Ray, one of the motions that I didn't hear the whole broadcast, but one of the motions that was raised had to do with people going back to Chicago and bringing back the entire team plus other people for mediation in the event that
bringing them here.
Well, one of the motion was that everybody in Chicago would be here except for up to 8 people.
Now, is the board going to be paying for those people?
The motion was that they pay for as much of the travel as is necessary.
How many people would that amount to?
A maximum of 8 if they all come. Actually, I know it's already 7 because Jalo came.
Oh, no, it was more than that. Because
no,
it
is 8. No, not from my motion. Carol's motion, well, even though she didn't present, they had more people. But for here, everybody that was there was either a board member, a lab chair, or already lives in New York City.
So we're paying plane fares for those people, 8 people. Well,
as much as necessary is how we phrase it. So, for example, if the Washington people decided to come by train or something, I wouldn't be averse to that. So.
Yes. All right.
So I was just going to say before you move, by the way, there's a lot going on. I mean, I'm amazed that Pacifica is so present. There's a huge weekend coming up dealing with 911, post-911. I'd like to see this board. Although I'm in no position to do, I barely have time to answer my email. I'm embarrassed to say that with some dire consequences. So, but I think there's a tremendous role for this lab to play.
Yes.
And I hope we can.
Well, but aren't they doing that thing at the Riverside Drive Church?
But I'm saying there's been so much going on here. I'm saying I'd like us to see be part of this, all these activities here.
I think we can do some attendance out of that discussion. Hospitality? Is that
what
you
mean?
No.
Oh, it's been
taken care of.
I'm going to take care of getting the housing from the listener side, and Ursula is going to match up with people from different listener areas coming up.
Okay.
It's really going to be good this time, right? Lee has made a motion that the meeting be adjourned.
This morning I was adjourned
until the 17th. Well, I will contact Miguel, and I hope he does my
number. Did we not reach him?
No. We appreciate it. You can vote on the motion. All in favor of adjourning, I say, yes, Barry, yes.